And now for today's commentary. Pick up the newspaper and sometimes a story will jump out at you that you can hardly believe. Just this week, the Washington Post reports that a 300-pound pig flew first class from Philadelphia to Seattle. Yes, it's true. Two women signed up to transport the animal. They did need some help to get him aboard. A 300-pound pig is a big porker. If he didn't want to fly to Seattle, maybe he wanted to go to Atlanta. I think it would have been very hard to get that pig hogtied down. But fortunately, according to the story, he was sleeping in the aisle, the airline attendant stepping over him, trying not to spill coffee on him. I wonder if they fed him a first-class meal like eggs and bacon. Of course, that'd be insulting to serve bacon to a pig. Probably a better dish would be cornbread. Porky would be happy with that. It's a rule that all passengers must be strapped in their seats during takeoff and landing of an airplane. I can just see Porky all strapped in his seat, sitting there beside me. That flight might not have made the papers if Porky had not had a seizure of air rage and charged the cockpit door, ran down the aisle between the seats, and squealed in fear. You know, I like pigs. Cats look down on you and dogs look up to you. But pigs, they treat you like an equal. I just never knew how equal pigs really are. Think about it. Porky flying in first class. I don't get to fly in first class very often myself. I wonder how many frequent flyer miles he has. You don't have to wait any longer now to see if a pig can fly. Until next week, I am John Block reporting from Washington.